Yeah. Yeah, those are a bunch of the poems from the bunch of years, you know. You know what I don't have? I didn't put the original Big Ass Lil and You Can't Pete on there. All right, let's give it a shot. Many's the night I've been known to repeat the ballad of Big Ass Lil and You Can't Pete. Well, Lil was the village queen, the fuckingest whore you'd ever seen. While some girls fucked with grace and ease, Lil blew dick like the summer breeze. But when she fucked for keeps. She piled her victims up in heaps. There was a rumor around that town that no man could put Lil's ass down. But way up north, where Twin Rivers meet, lived a one bald half-breed named You Can't Pete. Pete was a dirty motherless soul who fucked bear, sheep, and woodchuck holes. He got a whiff of Big Ass Lil and he packed his rubbers and came down the hill. He strode into town on size 32 feet, dragging 16 yards of that red hot meat. Well, the scene was set at Windy Mill by the brick shithouse high on the hill. All the ladies came for a ringside seat just to watch that half-breed sink his meat. Well, they fucked and they fucked and they fucked for hours, uprooting trees, shrubs, and flowers. Lil did front flips, back flips, stunts, all unknown to most common cunts. But Pete caught on to every trick and kept on pumping in more dick. Then Lil gave Pete a whorehouse squeeze that dropped that half-breed to his knees. But Pete came back with a Yukon grunt that popped out her eyes and split her cunt. That's the original, that one there.